Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. Are we ready? What, they fall if you had the headphones?
Yeah.
Hold on, Jackson. Wait. Where's Mommy? Is she coming down to do this podcast, I think?
Hello.
It's the Carolina Cadillo show, you know.
Yeah, but since Mommy's not coming up here, it's a Jackson show.
It's a Jackson show?
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Hold on, let me play the theme song. Hold on. How's that? You like that? Can you say nah?
Nah.
Again.
Nah.
Nah, that's like Mommy does. Nah, 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 nah. I don't know where Mommy is. She's coming down, though. Hey, everybody. It's the Carolina Cadillo Show. Jeff here. Is it the last day of February?
No.
It's the 28th of February, Jackson. You know what
that
means?
Yeah, I know.
You know what that means? Tomorrow is March 1st. Tomorrow's the first day of March. Do you know all the months? January, February.
March and April.
July. The headphones just hit the floor.
Well, we're going to do a podcast, and I don't know what we're doing with Mommy. Mommy, we're starting the podcast.
Our guest is Kathy Arreu. It's probably pronounced. How do you say her name, Carolina? Pronounce it the correct way for me.
Arreu.
This is like she's a help to me, right? I start the music again.
Okay. Here we go.
Start the music. Still listening, everybody? I got Jackson to do a nah before.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He went nah.
Okay.
I said, Jackson, say nah. He said nah. He listened to me. I'm his father.
All right, I'll do.
He listens to whatever I'll tell him. You can form your children into whatever you want
them
to be.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Which is horrible and good at the same time, right?
I just actually had him do a little video for Mr. Tortilla. If you guys haven't tried Mr. Tortilla, oh my gosh, Jeff.
Go to at Mr. Tortilla on any social media, the four big social media platforms.
Yeah, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Fit. How about Fit? Can we start abbreviating it? Fit? Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Fit.
Yeah, okay.
You like that?
Yeah, that's good.
Like, I bet the first person who said gone viral is probably really mad because they never get any credit for it. Like, someone had to say it's gone viral.
So like,
that's a great idea.
That's exactly
you mean
right.
Like
you're
a
right.
virus?
You're right.
Like a sickness?
You're right. Anyway, so Mr. Tortilla not only makes tortillas, which are amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
First of all, he makes multi-grain tortillas, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had those.
Oh, my gosh, they're so good, you guys.
I put my fake turkey, my tofurkey on them.
And you know what? Also, we make pizza. We make pizza with tortillas. Oh, my gosh.
The Mr. Tortilla stuff is weird because it's really good. It's got a lot of flavor, but it's like eating air because it's very light.
It's so light.
It's very
you're
light.
Right. And now they have the mix to make a cookie. And for diabetics, it's amazing because it's made with almond flour, right?
Almond flour and one net carb. Now, I don't know how that works. When we get him, he's coming. Wait, are we getting somebody from Mr. Tortilla? Or are we getting the cookie guy?
I'm going to work on it.
When we get the Mr. Tortilla people on, I want to explain to me what it means, one net carb.
All right, we can get him on, yeah.
Because it says like each cookie has 8 carbs. But what does a net carb mean?
I don't know. I don't. You're talking to the wrong person. Okay?
I don't know. The only net you know is the hair net, right? Or the fishing net.
Exactly.
Any other kind of net?
Hey, listen, so this is Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Oh, yeah, Jeffy. I said that. I said at the top, let's see.
Oh, you did?
About 6 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
I might have to edit some of Jackson's nonsense because I don't know if anybody's going to be able to handle sitting through that.
Okay. Hey, listen, we have Kathy Areo. Areo? Areo? Okay, let's ask her how you pronounce her last name because I was.
She can say her name.
I keep mispronouncing.
That's all.
It's my trainer, you know, Rafael Ulloa. Ulloa is his
Does everybody
name.
Say it the same way?
Rafa Ulloa. No, I think that, yeah. He I finally learned how to say Ulloa.
Ulloa.
Yeah, Ulloa.
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 Isn't that a weird word? You know what's a weird word?
What?
The car brand that starts with an H. H-U-H-H-Y-U-N-D-A-I.
Hyundai?
We say, how do you say it?
Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard someone say Hyundai. I don't know, some weird.
No, it's Hyundai. Hyundai.
Hyundai?
Jeff, so, okay, we had to talk to Kathy. First of all, Kathy. Jeff, tell us a little bit about Kathy.
Kathy was a contributor to Fox News for a bunch of years.
Yeah.
I think for back in 2018 or so.
Yeah.
And, you know, Fox is a conservative, you know, network, you know, Republican point of view, basically. And Kathy would come on as the liberal Sherpa. She was like a token liberal on, she would appear with Tucker Carlson.
You told me you really liked her
and
her,
Sean
her
Hannity.
Input, right?
Oh, I liked her input because the funny thing about Kathy is, and I'll tell her this, she has very expressive eyes. So I wasn't sure.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't sure if her eyes, if it was an act that she was a liberal and she was really like a conservative masquerading as a liberal. And then I figured out, no, she really has like liberal beliefs. She's a Democrat, you know?
Clear. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Democrat, liberal, DL, you know?
Okay. So, and for our listeners who are not into politics, what is Tucker Carlson?
He's a Republican.
Oh, okay,
he's a hardcore
okay.
you know, right-wing guy.
Would he ever like fight back with Kathy? Would they ever like disagree?
No, Tucker has very expressive eyes too, so he would kind of just make a face.
Oh, okay.
And he challenged her, but it always seemed kind of good natured to me. Like there wasn't anything.
Yeah.
You know,
Jeff,
like
what are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Like it didn't seem like there was anything any negativity there. And then
no?
She left Fox.
Yeah. You liked your input, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, she might have. And it's funny. She left Fox, but I'm surprised that she didn't appear. Like I'm surprised she hasn't shown up anywhere else as a commentator, but I guess you know.
I'm sure she's working on it. You know that I'm sure she's working on it.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean you know she's
because we just recently had her daughter on, Christina, who is one of Revolver Podcast's youngest podcasters.
I think she's their youngest, and she's one of the world's youngest podcasters.
Yeah, exactly, and she's really good. I
unless
tell you.
Unless somebody's going to start doing a podcast with a fetus. You know, that would be the only way you could do a younger.
Yes, exactly.
Or
we just had Jackson on.
Oh, sorry, Kathy. What was her name, Christina?
Christina, yeah.
Sorry, Christina.
We just had Jackson on.
Jackson's ready. He's ready to talk podcast.
He's a smart kid. He's a smart kid.
Oh, yeah. He's ready to have strippers on the show.
Oh, and, yeah. Okay. You know what? Erase that.
Just like the Howard Stern days, the early days of Howard, you know?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, so, you know what, Jeff? Right now, there's like a war with a lot of restaurants and big-time stores because they're trying to hire people. And they're throwing a lot of bonuses, you know, that you'll get a $500 signing bonus.
Is this the weed bonus again?
No.
Okay.
Target.
Yes.
Did you hear that story?
I was going to start with that story. $24 an hour.
Yes.
Not everywhere, though.
Not everywhere. I have to find out where that is. Hey, listen, I'll work for you.
I'll wear
the red shirt.
$24 an hour. And you know, they relaxed the rules. You remember Target? Do you remember a long time ago you going to Target? It was a strictly red shirt and the khakis. Now it's kind of like if you have anything resembling a red shirt, if it's cranberry, if it's pink, and the pants can be like, they don't have to be totally.
They can be jeans.
I haven't seen jeans.
No. I saw jeans today, and I asked the girl, "You can wear jeans?" She goes, "Yeah."
No.
She had a hoodie on.
Really?
And she had sneakers,
what
jeans,
color
and
was
a
the hoodie. Red, right?
It was red. Yeah, it was red. Yeah, it was red.
Target's got certain rules, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the top you wear has to be red. That's a given. She said you have to wear red.
And see, it's funny. Walmart has like their own shirts, right? You get a Walmart shirt, I believe, that says Walmart on it. You wear,
oh, really?
Like, you get a blue shirt that says Walmart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they wear like I was at Walmart the other day.
There's a uniform shirt that they have to wear.
Yeah, I don't know. Do fancy stores have uniforms, you think?
No.
Like if I go into Louis Vuitton or Tiffany, like do they have uniforms?
They're black. They wear black.
Oh, they wear black. Okay, but
they wear black.
No uniforms.
No.
Imagine if you worked at a place like that, they made you wear a uniform.
I think it would be nice because it's you know what? Then you don't have to shop for clothing all the time.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
It takes. But the Target, they certainly relax the rules though.
Yeah, Jeff. I'm wearing hoodies.
You know,
high top sneakers.
They're so desperate for workers. When I was walking through there with Jackson the other day, they asked me if he was ready to work. I said he's any day now.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you what I like about Target, though? Are you ready for Kathy? I think she's calling any second now.
Okay.
But what I like about Target is their diversity. And what I mean by that is the workers I see, I mean, they're of different...
ethnicities?
Ethnicities. Also, I saw a lady in a wheelchair. Okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I saw a guy also who, you know, he was, one-armed. Okay?
Really? One-armed guy?
Yeah. But I like that. I really, really like that. You know that?
You purposely go up there and ask him to help you lift something? Horrible that way or what?
No, but I'm just saying.
No, I know. It's great.
I really do like it. You know that?
Yeah, but hey, listen, the world's a diverse place. It feels good it feels good to see different kinds of people anywhere you go.
Yeah, but $24 an hour, guys, that's great.
I saw their minimum is like 17.
The
some
workforce
markets,
really wants to get you back.
Yeah, it depends on the market. So I bet around here they're going to pay good money. This is Long Island. It's expensive to live here.
Well, some restaurants are actually giving you a signing bonus, like $300 if you work for them. Because
really?
They're like shorthanded. A lot of these places are really shorthanded.
I know.
I'm wondering why, though. The you know what? The pandemic. You know what? Mask. They're going to reduce mask wearing in
tomorrow.
Schools as of Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah. It's over. I mean, it's not over, though, because people are still getting sick. But it's not what it was, clearly.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm still going to wear my mask.
Yeah, I'm going to get the booster, too, still.
Yeah. But I saw a lot of people today. Like, I went to different stores today, Jeff. Costco, Kohl's. Where else did I go?
Masks.
Yeah, people are still wearing masks.
Yeah, I know, because people, you don't want to get sick.
I was at Sephora. Everybody had masks.
In the makeup
everyone.
Store?
Yes.
How do you try makeup when you put it on your mask?
No, you can take it off. But I'm just saying, everyone.
Can you take the mask off, please, before we put makeup on? I'm trying a lipstick over your mask. Right? That would be like a bad SNL skit.
Yes.
Speaking of which.
You saw it, right? How did it start?
SNL started with this Ukrainian chorus. I thought it was the Ukrainian national anthem, but apparently it was a prayer for peace. Let me see if I get this right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ukrainian chorus Dumka of New York.
Dumka.
Dumka.
Yeah, Dumka, yeah.
Like you Dumkuff.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. That's calling someone dumb in German. It's not really catchy. I mean, it's a serious topic. It's just, it's heavy-duty stuff to start a comedy show.
Yeah.
But SNL's done this before, you know? How much of it do you want to hear?
No, I've actually never seen them start like that. It's usually a comedy skit, right?
Yeah, no, remember when Jason Aldean got shot up in Vegas and he came on the show? And
you're right.
He started it serious, and I think after 9-11, they started serious.
Yep, you're right.
So SNL has done serious stuff before.
Well, I commend them,
And this was just the two, Kate McKinnon and Cecily Strong, the two.
Jeff, is there a reason why Pete Davidson wasn't in Saturday Night Live's show?
No, they said there
was a reason.
Some weeks they take off. Some weeks they're not there.
Oh, okay.
Some weeks you see people aren't there. Like, I remember for a while, that Kate McKinnon, she was in, like five shows she wasn't there for.
Oh, okay.
I always think they're making a movie or something.
Yeah, I'm sure they have.
Why, they said contract. Pete Davidson purposely wasn't there?
Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't see the reason, so I'm just wondering if you know.
I'll give you two words.
Kim Kardashian?
Banging Kim.
Oh.
How about that? I think it's almost over. It's, chamber music.
Yeah.
I sang a choir.
Nice, yeah. What's going on in the world right now? That's,
live from New York. It's Saturday night.
Okay, they were pretty good in there.
So, Jeff, what is going on like this minute in Ukraine and Russia? What is actually going on?
That's the thing. We don't know enough about what's going on because there's no American troops there. So you know how we embed reporters with the troops?
Yeah.
The reporters are with the troops normally.
Yeah.
Well, that's not happening now. We're seeing you got to be on TikTok and on Twitter, and I saw it on Facebook. There's videos being posted of people who are in the conflict. It's I was watching over the weekend, and the news channels are calling this the TikTok war because there's not as many war correspondents in there. So we don't know if the casualty numbers are true. Supposedly the Ukrainians are really fighting back and doing a good job repelling the Russians, who are a lot more powerful than the Ukrainians are.
Yeah, but they really want to get the Ukrainian president, right? And his family, right?
Yeah, that's who, by the way, was a comedian at one time,
I didn't know that, really?
He was a comedian.
Oh, my God. Now he's a president.
Now he's the president.
Really?
Hey, we had Donald Trump, who was a, you know, what was he?
Oh, he's a comedian, too.
He's a comedian, too. Very good, Carolina. Wow. That may be the funniest thing you've said in the podcast in 2 years.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That gets a bunch of bells. Jackson was ringing the bell before. That gets a bunch of bells.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
But listen, Trump hosted a game show, basically. Yeah, the Apprentice, and he became a president. He was a millionaire.
Now, Ronald Reagan was an actor.
Who was
else?
A Democrat at one time, then became a Republican.
Yeah. Clint Eastwood was
mayor of Carmel, California.
Actor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who else?
There's been a bunch of people. The guy from Dukes of Hazzard. Remember that? He became a congressman for years.
Oh, yeah? What's his name? Kevin Seagal? What's his name?
Steven Seagal.
Isn't he a mayor of somewhere?
No.
I thought he was.
No.
Okay. Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Anyway, I hope Kathy's calling in a few minutes. She said she'd be calling in.
So basically, you know, the story we're told is that this guy, Putin, is a nut and wants to take back Ukraine and, you know, run another country and put in his own government, and because that's what they did years ago, you know.
And we can't get involved because that Ukraine's not part of NATO, right?
Well, we're sort of involved anyhow. The Germans are giving them
there
money.
There we go. There's Kathy.
No, this is a wireless caller from Newton, New Jersey. Is she in New Jersey?
I don't know.
Should I answer this and see who it is?
You know what? Oh, answered. No.
Hello? Hello?
That's not her, right?
No.
That's not her. Anyway, so...
Hold on. Hello?
Let's see if that's her. That's not her, right?
Oh, it's Kathy. Hold on, it's Kathy. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Hold on. Okay. How about now? Hello?
Hey, Kathy.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we're fine. How you doing? It's Carolina and Jeff. Finally, we get together on the podcast.
Yay.
I thought it was somebody else for a second.
I know, you're about to hang up on me. I'm like, whoa, wait.
Yeah, I had a wire plugged in the wrong place, but that's my life story. So,
I want the all-star treatment, not to be hung up on. Come on.
No way, man. I wouldn't do that.
Hey, so a couple weeks ago, we had your daughter on, who was amazing, by the way. Amazing, amazing.
And, you know, she was the youngest podcaster until today when we had our four-year-old on to start this show. So, sorry, Christina.
Oh, really?
Now Christina's taking second shrift to Jackson. Sorry.
I got to tell you, I can see your daughter being a talk show host someday, getting out there and doing her thing. You know that?
Oh, my God. Well, she was doing it anyway, so why not put her behind a mic and, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Kathy, before we go on, welcome to the podcast. Tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Well, I don't know. How do you want me to sum it up? Print reporter. I worked for the Washington Post as a contributing editor for 12 years, covered 3 administrations, interviewed presidents, ended up as the liberal on Fox News since 2008. And that's it. I've had Catalina Magazine for 20 years, the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's your magazine. That's your...
That's mine. Yeah, I sold my car just to start the magazine.
Oh. Is it actually... Is it in print, or is it printed online or only online?
No, it's both. It's actually in print because people still like vinyl records.
Oh,
people like the smell of it.
You know, I was telling someone today, I so miss magazines. I miss Rolling Stone coming every 2 weeks. I mean, I miss there's a whole bunch of magazines I used to get. I mean, I know.
I think on our block, my husband's the only one that gets, you know, papers delivered.
I get
still.
The newspaper. Yeah. I can't read everything off a tablet. You know what I mean? I like the newspaper. What can I tell you?
I know. I love the smell of it. I love all of it. I love old fashioned magazines. So maybe that's just my preference.
Yeah.
So it's been a roller coaster for 20 years. You know, people don't like it, then they like it, then they don't.
What's it about? What's Catalina about?
Oh, it was basically to break stereotypes because all the magazines used to have Latinas, how to be sexy.
Right.
Anytime they had a Latina, it was how to be sexy.
Yes.
And
yes.
It was always a stereotype, like Made in Manhattan, all that kind of stuff.
Wow. Yep.
So I was covering the Latinos in the White House for People in Español.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they put them in People in Español and rewrite the stories, it was kind of like they were peasants and feeding a family of 12.
Wow.
Oh,
so I sold my car just so that the White House wouldn't kill me. Not that I think they would, but, nice. You know, just like I wanted to get the real story out.
Every article with a recipe for paella, Carolina, you know?
Oh, seriously. Every article is a disaster.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, my God.
Listen,
I was going to lose access to the White House. You work so hard to get access.
Yeah.
And then you lose it.
Wow.
So
I just created a magazine to break the stereotypes. Like, no, this person went to college to get a degree, not to support a family of 20.
Wow. So how many you published how many times a year?
Well, it's been around 20 years, so now we have, like, special issues.
Okay.
Like Hispanic Heritage Month, Holiday Issue, Women's History Month.
Cool.
Wow, like, that's a lot of work putting a magazine together. Like it's
especially when you're working, right?
Yeah,
you like
exactly.
have a real job, you know, working at a newspaper and you're doing television stuff, you know.
Wow.
Well, that's like the day job and then everything else is like a hobby. Like writing is kind of like a hobby. Like Christina asking questions for her is like a hobby.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. If we're going to do it anyway, we might as well do it for a reason.
Yeah, so Kathy, you said three administrations while working for the Washington Post?
I covered three, yeah, while writing for the Washington Post.
What is that like? I mean, we're live on the podcast,
Karen.
We just start like this.
Yeah,
we're live. This is not going to be edited.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
We're pros like this, you know.
Yeah. So do you?
Yeah. You guys are total pros. Yeah.
When you covered these stories for the Post, do you interview the presidents or?
Yeah.
How was that like? I find that so fascinating.
Well, the thing is, people would laugh because they said that I had like the only feel good, non-intimidating column in the Washington Post, because everything's kind of like a gotcha. You know, when you read the newspaper, there's always like the bad news and all that stuff. I was in the Washington Post magazine and my column was first person singular and it went on a long time. I think it was like the oldest column there. And it's basically like interviewing like Nancy Pelosi, but I don't want to know about policy. I want to know like what she does on the weekends when she's like in sweatpants and stuff like that. So after three interviews, the first two interviews was policy, and it took her a third time to realize it's not about that.
Right. Yeah.
I really just want to know you. People want to know you as a person because they think, you know, we all judge these people on TV, but like, what do you have for breakfast? What do you do?
Right.
I love that.
We're all real people.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
So yeah, the beauty with Nancy Pelosi was she said she was a better she's a better grandmother than her grandmother was.
Oh wow!
She's like, I sit on the carpet and the rug with my kid, with my grandkids, and I don't care if I get dirty.
Wow!
It's so far from the person we see on TV.
Exactly. You see somebody on TV all political. You don't take them away from that and place them somewhere else because you can't. Like mentally, I can't picture that. You know. I love that.
No, and that was a beauty. I interviewed Robert Mueller from the FBI.
He gave
me a tour of the Pentagon. Right, but it wasn't about the FBI. It wasn't about all that kind of stuff. It was really like, so what do you do for fun? But he's with the FBI, so they're kind of trained not to tell you.
Oh, yeah, so, of course. Yeah.
So in 12 years, I've had I had three stories turned down, and it was because I just couldn't break down these certain people. I couldn't break down James Baker. I couldn't break down Robert Mueller. And I can't remember my third. There was a third I couldn't break down.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't want to. You know, like, I figured if it's private, I didn't really. But Nancy Pelosi was all for it. She's like, I want to do this. I want to get it right. Like, she's really a perfectionist. And she wanted to be perfect at showing that she gets dirty with the grandkids.
That's amazing. And have you interviewed also presidents?
Yeah, I've met a bunch, and then on the record, so luckily they can't say much. It's all talking points.
Yeah.
But luckily, I was able to interview Jimmy Carter, who's got nothing to hide at this point.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't hesitate. Like when you interview politicians, they hesitate.
Yeah.
They have to think about what they're gonna. Oh my gosh, Jimmy Carter just there's no hesitating. So I interviewed him and Roslyn together. Cool. Yeah, and I asked him the difference between the 70s running for office and now running for office.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. The answer was 20 minutes long. Roslyn chimed in, and First Lady Roslyn Carter. And it was so amazing because it was one-on-one. And to interview a politician who's seen so much with no filter. He had no filter.
Oh, my gosh. That's
amazing. You figure at this point, yeah, it's great. Oh, my God. That's the first guy I voted for as president, by the way.
Oh, really? And
I met Jimmy Carter. He came to Hofstra University. I was like, I was probably like 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I shook his hand.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great. And he spoke well of Ronald Reagan. Like, he spoke well of everyone then. He said it wasn't about the money. It was truly about the country.
Yeah.
And they raised nothing. He said they raised nothing to run for president. That was the last time the presidents just basically took it from, I think there's the public, fund to run for president.
Right.
There's like $80 million of money waiting there, but no one will take it because they'd rather raise more.
Yeah, you got a lot more.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
So who was your favorite person you've ever interviewed?
Well, there's like, it's funny, like sometimes I read articles, I'm like, oh, wow, I interviewed that person. Like, it's so many, administrations and like four U.S. treasurers.
Wow.
I remember every single one, but sometimes like, oh, she'd be cool to interview. I'm like, oh, look, I already did. So
forget. I get
yeah,
it.
Like, oops. You know, it's like, the coolest setting would have to be interviewing Laura Bush the first year that she was in the White House, because, the beauty is I don't have to know much when I go in. And I was young, and I didn't know, like, what an attorney general is. I didn't know all those, you know, what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think most of us know, like, what they do when they wake up and have coffee, like, what they do, the first thing they do. But Laura Bush was in the first lady's room of the White House, and it was two chairs, two glasses of water, one for me and one for Laura Bush.
Oh, cool. I like
I
that.
I know.
Just like when you see used to see those Barbara Walters interviews, right, where it's just like
exactly.
a very stark kind of
surreal.
Setting.
I was like, oh my God. And you feel like a fake. You're like, oh, I don't belong here. This
oh
is
my
not
God.
Right.
Must be so surreal, right? That you're like, am I really here?
Can you take the glass as a souvenir? That's what I want to know. I'm like, holy.
Yeah, still a silverware.
Yeah.
But what's funny
steal
is
a fork.
There was a show doing a day in the life of Laura Bush. And unfortunately, it was that day. So there were 20 people standing on the other side of the room staring at just, you know, these two glasses of water, a little table,
wow.
Laura Bush, and me, the dumb little reporter, that I thought I'd ask her about being a librarian or things like that. And she ended up telling me how she fell in love with the guy and married him 3 months later and hit the road.
Wow.
And that was the president.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Wow.
President George Bush. But yeah, 3 months.
I didn't know that.
That's a great personal detail.
It
you know?
Is,
yeah,
that
so,
is.
So you make people comfortable when you're interviewing them, obviously.
Well, yeah. And the beauty is I really don't know. So it's kind of like the gift of not truly being curious. I didn't know.
So
I had no idea.
So like I'm
I don't think.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No, but having the name like the Washington Post behind you, it's kind
of
fun.
Of course.
Because it was a little secret that she kind of kept for the Washington Post. And it was such a sweet little secret. Which maybe everyone from Texas knew, but no one in D.C. or anywhere else knew.
I love
and,
that.
And then we ran it. We held it, and we ran it on Valentine's Day,
of
which
course.
I thought was – yeah, but it was such a surprise to all of us. We just thought we were going to hear about her days as a librarian. And she just surprised all of us. She was so sweet.
Well, you really got so. – I mean, you really got the a side of her that maybe, like you said, no one knew. You were able to get that out. I really like that. But let me ask you something, though. Who was, like, the worst – I don't know if you could say it. Like, who was your worst interview?
Oh, I could say it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I don't mind. So the worst interview would have to be, it's really funny. I usually don't like going through publicists because a lot's lost in translation.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos,
what?
Latino, and I tend to try to elevate the Latinos when it comes to Catalina Magazine with my other world.
Yeah.
It was a phone interview, which I prefer because I prefer words.
Uh-huh.
Like if someone winks, I can't say person winked.
Yeah.
I don't edit. That was the beauty of the column in the Washington Post. It was just straight words.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, you can't say fake news, real news or anything. It's just their words.
Uh-huh.
So in 12 years, no one ever said I didn't say that because I didn't touch it. So so for me, for Catalina Magazine, I interviewed Kelly Ripa's husband, which, you know, is Kelly. And I don't know who she's with now on the show or the talk show.
Ryan Seacrest.
But,
Seacrest.
Is it Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah.
Okay. So sorry, Ryan Seacrest. But so at the time, Mark Consuelos had a project going on, and I thought, as a man with such a powerful, you know, influential wife, a mom, mother of his children, doing so great during the day, I said, "What's it like to be Mr. Kelly Ripa?"
Oh.
I know, but how can that be a negative? Because
yeah.
you know, like, I love Lucy. What's it like to be Mrs. Ricky Ricardo?
Of course.
Like
of course.
Women. Right, so women are used to that.
Exactly.
What's it like to be Mrs. George Bush? Everyone's used to that, but when you flip it around...
With a man,
What's it like to be Mr. Kelly Ripa?
And?
Oh, my God. He effed this, effed that.
Really?
Threw a phone at the publicist. Who does she think she is?
Wow.
And it was like... And I thought twice. I was like, wow, that was like really, truly an innocent question.
Yeah.
Really?
It was an opportunity to be like, oh, I stand by her.
Yeah.
As a Latino, I'm not intimidated.
Oh, my God.
And quite the opposite. The reaction was told me everything I needed to hear.
Hurting my manhood. How dare you ask me that?
Was that the end of the interview or was he able to go on?
No, this is the best part. When the interview goes like that, I don't run them. because I know at that point they're probably going to say it was a lie, it's fake, I didn't say any of that.
Right.
So I don't want the interview anyway. At that point, it's not even genuine. If you're already mad at me, you're not going to be honest with me.
Yeah.
So the publicist said, can we just stick to what his first job was? And that wasn't even the topic. That I don't even know where that came from.
Really?
He
was on a soap opera with Kelly.
No, maybe he did something. Maybe he did something before that as a kid.
Oh, I don't even know. Honestly,
I don't know. Like, it's like a weird, like maybe Burger King.
Yeah, I was gonna say I worked
like
at
first job.
I worked at Dunkin' Donuts.
Might have
come
off like an interview for People magazine or someone else.
Right.
I think they borrowed it from another magazine. The same concept.
Wow.
And I was pretty clear with the publicist that I wanted to know what it's like to be Mr. Kelly Ripa, but they never told him. So he went on and on about his first job, and it was useless to me because that wasn't part of my story.
Oh, wow.
So the interview went on, but the only thing he got out of that day was meeting me, which I don't think was his goal. And I don't think I improved or changed his life in any way.
It was face-to-face or no, phoner? It was on the phone?
No, it's a phoner, which people usually like to meet the celebrities and the people they're interviewing.
Sure, sure.
And I've always... Jimmy Carter was face-to-face.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Yeah, and the beauty of it that he spoke, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people I've noticed face-to-face, they kind of look away. They kind of make the gestures. You know, the politicians, like, they'll give a thumbs up. And I just realized in D.C., I better stick with phoners because I need words. I need the word.
Yeah.
Hey, podcast.
Yeah, Kathy, let me ask you something. You hear the news all the time, politicians, they're getting, women are accusing them of sexual harassment. Example,
yep.
Andrew Cuomo. Any thoughts on that? I just want to get your take on that.
Well, I don't know, I don't know him personally. So I covered D.C., but I never covered when he was there. I was at Fox News since 2008, and the same kind of stuff happened. And I was just asking the station, why don't we have someone around that's always around, like an abuelita?
If
Andrew Cuomo, if everyone had an abuelita in the room, the abuelita would be there to make sure.
Nothing would happen. Huh?
Exactly.
Right. The man doesn't misbehave.
Exactly.
And the woman, whether or not, she's lying or telling the truth, the abuelita would be there to make sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And abuelita's just there to feed everyone and be happy anyway.
Exactly.
So I think if we all had like a Latina mom or an abuelita hanging around, like, we could solve all life's problems.
I like
with that.
That's a great idea. Let's talk Fox 5, because that's where my husband loves
Fox
you
News,
from.
Fox News.
Yeah. Fox News. That's where he loves you from.
Well, I used to watch you all the time. I mean, I saw you at night with Tucker. I'd be at work, and I'd have it on with no sound. That's when I first noticed you, because you have very expressive eyes. That was the first thing I noticed. I said, oh, my God. And Tucker has that face he makes, so the split screen between the two of you. And I wasn't sure at first. I said, is this an act? I said, does he just found somebody on there to make fun of? Then when I heard what you were saying, I'm like, no, she makes sense. It was just funny how it did that just happen naturally, that pairing like that? That's where I first saw you. I don't know if you were on Sean Hannity before that, but I saw you first with Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, no, I was on Rush Limbaugh used to make fun of me for because I was on CNN a long time before all of this.
Right.
And so Rush Limbaugh used to catch what I would say on CNN and make fun of me and replay it. Don't forget the name, Kathy Aru. Listen to this little reporterette info babe, like any insult he could make.
Yeah, but that's almost helpful in a way. It puts you on the radar.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
And then you can fight
right,
back.
You did.
Right?
I was like, thank you. So when he passed away, I was like, RIP. And everyone's like, is she joking? It's like, no, I really appreciate him. He actually listened, even though he made fun of me. He listened. He appreciated it.
Listen, I didn't agree with a thing Rush said, but you can't take away the fact that he was an entertainer.
Exactly.
No doubt.
Yeah, and he spotted it before anyone else did. And then I said something so ridiculous on CNN, and I really didn't think anyone was watching. And it was against Sarah Palin. And that's when Jesse Waters was the booker for The Factor.
For Bill O'Reilly. Right, right.
Yeah, so
what
so
did
they
you
called
say?
The three
what,
of-
what did you say? Oh. Hold on.
I had just seen an interview with Larry the Cable Guy, the comedian.
Right.
And he's actually a smart dude.
Yeah.
And everything he did was very calculated. And then I think Sarah Palin had come out and said something like, I'm just like your average six-pack Joe six-pack Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, Larry the Cable Guy minus a class in intelligence.
Oh, that's great.
Because I had just seen an interview with Larry the Cable Guy, and I was like, don't put, you know, the guy knows what he's doing. I think Sarah is just kind of going with the flow.
Oh, my God.
And as a newspaper reporter for, you know, for the Washington Post, I took offense she couldn't name two newspapers.
I remember that.
Yes, I took major offense with that. So when she's saying, like, I'm just like Larry the Cable Guy, I'm like, oh, no. He would know the Washington Post.
Yeah, remember
so
that?
So I said it as a throwaway comment on CNN one night that she's Larry the Cable Guy minus the class and intelligence. And next thing you know, I was invited the next day to explain myself to Bill O'Reilly one-on-one, the first 10 minutes of the show.
Oh, my God. How was that?
I'd never watched Fox.
Oh, you hadn't?
I've been on it. Yeah, I've been on it a couple times, but no big deal. I'd been on Hannity, but just like CNN, just kind of been around just for the Washington Post making comments. And I debated Tucker on O'Reilly on The Factor.
Oh, wow. I probably saw the stuff too. Believe me, I'm a big cable news watcher, so you know.
So when Tucker started his show, I guess I never actually watched the show, and with a split screen, I never saw Tucker's reactions. He was in D.C. and I was always in New York.
Right.
It was a split screen.
Right.
So I never saw his reactions, and I read the articles, and they're like, "Do you agree with this? Do you defend it? Can you defend this?" I'm like, "Well, I understand where they're coming from." And like gender neutral pronouns, which are everywhere now. They're like, can you defend this? I'm like, well, they exist. If they're already in manuals and people are already using them, I can explain what they are. I didn't invent them. Huh. I can explain what they are. So I would get death threats. I would say, you know, people would say, how dare you change the way we speak in America? And it wasn't me. It's already happening.
It's already out there. I know.
It's
already
really?
Out there. Yeah. People get angry with that stuff. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It was never a joke, and then Tucker would make these faces, I guess. I never really saw them because it was a split screen.
Yeah.
He would ask me, like, what would you call me? I'm like, whatever you want to be called. Like, I never thought twice about it, and I never watched the show, so I didn't know to be intimidated or think he was mean or think he was anything else but just someone asking questions in my ear.
Oh.
So when he would ask the questions like, you know, do babies ask permission to change their diapers? Like, well, there's a study out there that some people are asking the babies permission, you know? I didn't say I do it. I just said there's a study out there where a bunch of people are doing
it. Wow, I like that.
And then Tucker's like, would you change my diaper? Like, well, I don't know if I would.
But, I hope not. I hope not. That'd be scary.
Like, yeah, but maybe someone will ask you permission one day. Now you know.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that was it.
So, Kathy, you also have a podcast also, right?
Yeah. I have one. It was actually, there's a Little Sherpa podcast where I'd have the people that I would debate. Because I would do, I did a lot of Cavuto. It's almost like pre-COVID. It's so weird. It's almost like pre-COVID because once you're in the building, in the Fox building, you end up doing like three shows. So it'd be like Cavuto, The Story, Hannity, or Tucker. So, and then on Saturdays, I would do Cavuto for 2 hours. So I would always pick someone that I debated that week, and instead of having 3 or 4 minutes on air, we could take the story a little further.
I'd go deeper with it, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, even Jenna Ellis and I would go, like Jenna Ellis invited Christina, all of us to go across the street after one of our debates to go eat in New York and just like decompress. Oh. And the girls thought she looked like Meghan Trainor. They loved her. And then just to see Jenna Ellis on TV next to Rudy Giuliani, the girls are like, oh, Meghan Trainor.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's funny.
That's who took us to lunch.
Oh, cool.
Oh, man, cool.
So we don't see people like the politicians that they are, like the two-dimensional people. We actually, Christina and everyone, we see them as people.
People, right?
So what's next for you, Kathy? What's that? So you're doing your magazine. Do you see yourself maybe someday having your own talk show?
No. Like I don't think there's no more. There's no more like must see TV. I don't think. I think.
Yeah. That's true.
I think like podcasts are definitely the way. Have you noticed everyone? Like we discovered podcast and radio years before.
Mm-hmm.
Now so many people are joining our world.
Yes, exactly. We've been doing it for 6 years now, right?
Six years.
Yeah. No one was really doing it.
Oh my
it.
God! Congratulations.
Thank
that's
you.
Amazing.
Yeah. No one was really doing it, and then we just decided to do it because I was on radio and Mega, and then everyone said, "Do it with your husband," because you know everybody thought it was funny. I said, "That's a great idea."
Yes,
so that's how that happens.
You remind
no, it, it It totally works. It's fun. Yeah, no, with research, Christy, that's our excuse. We get to, like, listen to all this fun stuff and call it research.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And you're also, you know what I would love to see? I don't know if you ever thought of this. How about a book? Because your life is so interesting. You've done so much, interviewed amazing people. Is that in the works for you someday?
Well, I wrote one book. It was, I wanted to include everyone, like Pelosi and everyone. But because I'm Latina, it's like almost like segregation at the bookstores. They wanted to know what category to put me in. And they didn't want to put me we're talking, it's like 2006. So it wasn't like I was mixed in the front with everyone else. So they called it Latino Wisdom. And I pulled out all the Pelosi's and all the Laura Bush and all these, like Jane Goodall, all these just amazing people. And then basically left in the other amazing people, which were all Latinos reaching their American dream.
Right.
Yeah.
And Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, lives in D.C. So the beauty of it was when she goes to the grocery store and people ask her about Wonder Woman, there she is in the middle of D.C. in the political world, but she still has to talk about Wonder Woman.
Of course.
Yeah.
Hey.
Of course.
And she's Latina and she was Mexican and she was, you know, American as apple pie, but she was a Latina at the time.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know. Honestly, I did not know that.
The more you know, Carolina.
I know, isn't that fun? So I included her in the book. Yeah, so she made her American dream come true. So I did that book, and I do have a book together of all the interviews before I forget, you know, before I get too viejita and forget everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, did I interview Jimmy Carter? You know, it's
I would love to read all
I'm
going to
become one of those abuelitas.
You want to do more television? Do you like the TV commentator stuff, or are you not doing it?
No, I did it. I did it so long, but now the politics of it, I don't care for the politics of like health, which is weird because I actually worked for the Bush administration the last year of the Bush administration. I worked for Health and Human Services and learned way too much about pandemics, which is a good way not to sleep at night. So I was always afraid of the swine flu, avian flu, next pandemic. Yeah, I was always scared of everything that could happen. And then this one came along. I was like, oh, no.
Really?
And the former the pandemic team I used to work with, they're like, yeah, this is the one. This is the one. Like, you're always waiting for the one.
Yeah.
And COVID happened to be the one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was always scary to me. But I worked for the Bush administration during that time. And it was kind of to talk to the Latino market, try to talk to women, to explain, to break down these topics for that all demographics to understand. And it just depressed me to no end. Like, I didn't want to know all the things that could, you know.
Yeah, of course.
With quarantine at home and with masks on. So just, but what my old boss said, it's called health policy. So naturally, health is politics.
Yeah.
It's policy.
Exactly.
So once you start policy on humans' bodies, like with masks and quarantine, it's politics.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't want to debate that on TV because I think it's also individual and personalized that I'm not one to tell anyone to put a mask. I'm not anyone to tell anyone to get a vaccine. Like, I don't want that responsibility. I don't want to do, like, I'll come back when everything's hunky dory and we're debating about changing diapers again.
Right. Everything else.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not the heavy stuff.
I get it too. Kathy,
please
come on again because you are so interesting to talk to. I would love to talk to you.
She silenced me. Yeah. She shut me up. I was just listening. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was fascinated.
I'm sorry.
No, you were amazing.
I'm gonna freak me out.
No,
I asked you, do you want to talk about, remember you said, would you like to interview? I'm like, do you want to talk about Fox or
anything?
You know, like,
we don't
the
care.
Washington Post or politics. No, Carolina's answer was yes.
Just everything. Because let me tell you, your life is really fascinating. I could sit and talk to you for hours. You
know, it's funny. I can relate when you told the Mark Consuelos story. My wife, okay, let me tell you, Kathy, my wife is very well known in the New York radio field, okay, to the point like everybody knows her, okay? If you're Latina in New York, Latino in New York, you know Carolina.
I was Latina in New York, I know.
Okay, so the funny thing is, for years, I was always, oh, that's Jeff, Carolina's boyfriend. Like, I got that for years. I was never offended by it. So Mark Consuelos, you got to grow some thicker skin, please.
So you see what I mean? I mean, it was all on the record. It was all the record.
Oh,
it was
God.
All recorded. But that's why I have no problem talking about it, because it was on the record. He did say it to me, but I didn't run any story because I didn't want to put in writing. I didn't want to judge. But I think it makes everyone think. Like, is that okay? Is it about time that men are okay with, and Jeff, you seem like a cool modern man.
Oh my God. Every time I went to Jeff was just like proud. Just he goes, that's my girlfriend at the time. That's my girlfriend. I'm proud of her.
My first date, she took me to some event where she was giving out some award to some guy who sold the most tacos in Newark or something. It was something completely ridiculous, okay? And I sat there in awe saying, oh, my God, the whole world knows who this woman is. Oh, my God. I have to be with her. I must obey. That's what I said, basically.
But isn't that nice? Good for you. You must obey. But isn't that great that you're like, you're proud?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yes, I was in awe. You know, I mean, Mark, you know, really.
Mark's jealous.
He's just jealous.
I got to tell you, I used to, I'm not going to say I don't like him anymore, but I'm just kind of a little disappointed of his behavior. You know,
Kathy
that?
Ruined it for you.
I'm disappointed because I'm a big fan. I was almost
well,
a co-host.
Well, no, I didn't mean to do that, but that was years ago. Yeah, maybe he's changed.
Yeah. Well,
hopefully he's changed.
I'm going to check out your magazine because I miss the liberal Sherpa being on television. I just miss the it was always good natured. I remember there was nothing. You know what I mean? You're right about today. Today is just nasty, man. It's a different world. I don't know. Somehow the internet's made everything worse.
Oh, yeah.
Better and worse at the same time. All right. Yeah. That's a cliche,
no,
but it's true.
Like millions of views. It's like we would laugh like we broke the internet. Like just a topic about babies without a gender hit like 100 million.
Wow.
We got, you know, it's like we're the Ariana Grande of news, you know, like we have these music videos. We would hit such high numbers. And there were topics that last forever. And they're still on there. They're still collecting the views.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They last forever, but now it's everywhere. Now people talk about it, like Doja Cat mentioned toxic masculinity, and Tucker and I talked about it in 2018.
Oh, I hate that phrase. I'm a man. I hate that phrase. But
Isn't that funny, though?
I'll get into it another day. I'm not angry.
I didn't come up with it, though.
I know.
I got death threats over that. I didn't come up with that phrase.
I know. Like, you know, it's something about, I'm a man. It irritates me. What can I tell you?
I had to read an article to understand what they were trying to say, but I did not invent the term.
I get it. I posted on someone's Facebook page, and they said, you're a toxic male. But what did I say? If you knew me, am I toxic, Carolina?
No, not at all.
I'm hardly toxic.
You're proud of your woman. Yeah. I wouldn't think so at all.
I'm not toxic.
And you're just the type of guy that you could talk about anything. He will, you know, if you have your beliefs, he's got his. He's not gonna, like, you know, knock you down if you have a certain belief. You know, he accepts everybody. You know that, and that's what I love about my husband. You know, anyway, Kathy, loved have you on the show. Where can people actually see you on social media?
Well, I'm all over Twitter, which is funny because all the people that used to yell at me and send me death threats now we're all like BFFs on Twitter. So, but everyone took my name, so I'm actually backwards. It's Aru Kathy, A-R-U, Kathy.
Yeah, people do that. I know.
I know, right? And then I was late to the game on that one. And then I joined when Trump got on because, I mean, that was the most fun when Trump got on Twitter. Like, I kind of missed the guy.
I think a lot of people do, though.
Oh my God, it's the excitement.
I
saw in the news today, William Barr, the ex-attorney general, he's got a new book out, and now he's, now like everybody else, they have to write the book to say bad stuff about Trump. It's amazing.
And now it's coming out, right?
Now they write the book. Nobody had balls when he was in there. Now it's the book. It's always the book. But anyway.
Yeah, no, I don't do, I never did that. And the book I have is truly just people's words. Like, I'm not going to put an opinion on anyone. And actually, my views on Fox, when you say different views, I just analyze the stories I read. Like, I really just spoke on behalf of the, because they would invite the authors to come in to debate Tucker, and they wouldn't come in.
Right.
So it was me. You know, they're like, the White House communications team backed out to talk to Bill. So it's about sexism. Can you talk to Bill about sexism?
Oh, that's great, though. That's good.
Great. What time?
You were in the old digital Rolodex, you know?
Yeah, I was like, great. So I'd have to go in. I'm the dummy that would be sent in, you know, the Fox House.
I love it, though. That's great,
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much for coming to the podcast. Can't wait to have you back on again, all right? Un abrazo fuerte.
This is so fun. Thank you.
Get Catalina Magazine, everybody. Yes. If they Google it, I can find it, right?
Oh, yeah, catalinamag.com, and we've got 14 million subscribers on Press Reader.
Cool.
So it's still big.
Excellent.
It's still out there.
All right.
Gracias.
Excellent.
Thank you. Un abrazo fuerte.
Gracias. Okay, nos vemos. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Oh, my gosh, that was so much fun. Gosh, yeah, she's done
right?
so much.
Wow. Huh?
Yeah, so we're almost done, sweet. Almost done, okay?
Almost done, Jackson.
Oh, my gosh, I got to tell you, she's amazing. I love... Gosh, he's done so much. My God.
Yeah.
I could talk to her for hours. Like, what are the other presidents?
I feel like we just talked to her for hours.
Right?
I didn't mean that in a bad way.
No. She's got an interesting life. My gosh, she's done a lot.
She's done plenty.
I could really see her doing some kind of talk show, but I know she said she doesn't want to.
No, she's done with that. I think it's a tough field. You know, you can, plus, you don't
need a woman like that. Like, you know,
but you don't need
you have too many men. Yeah, but you have too many men. Like,
oh, really?
They come in, so, you know, cups of women.
Tamron Hall.
No, I'm talking about like these political shows.
Let's see. On Fox, you got Laura Ingram.
Mm-hmm. I can see Kathy Aru, though. Yeah. Kathy Aru.
I could have seen her with a show. Like, I could see her with like another. Somebody on there with her. Like I told you, it was very, watching her debate was fun, you know?
You told me about that, yeah.
It was fun because it wasn't like nasty like politics is today, you know, where people are like, you know, all pissed off at everything in the world.
Yeah. Hey, guys, if you want to advertise on the show, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo. You can email me, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. For the next podcast, someone send me a letter, Jeff, okay?
A letter?
Just a letter. An email saying that.
It's a horrible joke. Thank
she
you.
She just got divorced, all right?
Uh-huh.
She's thinking, okay?
Dating me?
No, her
I'm
first
child.
Oh, my gosh, shut up. Oh, my God.
Unavailable.
Oh, my God, quiet.
Go ahead.
Let me finish. Okay, so she said that her first child is named after, you know, her husband, all right?
Yeah.
And the child is 4, all right?
Right.
She wants to actually change his name.
Why? Because she's divorcing
him? Yeah, yeah,
No.
She said, what are your thoughts? I said, hey, girl, no. Let's talk about the podcast. But real quick, don't do it. No, don't do
it.
You can't change your kid's name. You can't put your child in the middle of a divorce.
How old is the child?
4. Now? 4.
He's used to his name.
Yeah, yeah. Don't.
All right,
listen,
Jerry, from now on, your name is Juan.
But I want to be Jerry.
No, you're Juan now.
But what happened to Jerry?
You are Juan. Or else.
All right, guys.
I mean, what the hell?
All right,
is insane.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't put the kid in the middle of your divorce. You have both parents and don't divide them up, right? Just keep it happy and simple for the baby, okay?
Well, let people call him whatever you want.
All right, guys, I've got Olina. We're out of here. Thank you, Kathy, for coming on the podcast. Jeff, we're out of here, right?
516-637-3254 at Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook, Traffic Jensen, if you want to know about traffic information in the New York area. Traffic information, he said. Thanks to Mr. Tortilla. Check out their products. Go to at Mr. Tortilla on any of the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Fit, as I like to call it now. You like that? Fit?
I do like that, yeah. Start trending that.
Trending, everybody. Yeah. At Fit. Yeah, I'm smart.
All right, guys, we're out of here.
We are. Thanks for listening. Happy Monday. Happy Monday night. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.